Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab again joins us. Dr. Riley, good day to you.
Good afternoon, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Hey, we've talked about some of the common things that people share when they come to you, their injuries or their problems. But one thing that we haven't touched on yet is very common, and that's headaches. Can you do anything for headaches?
Sure. That's a great question. Now, this one kind of sits kind of close to the vest here. I've had a recent experience with my household with this, so I kind of really like, you know, visiting about this, and this is something I talk to my patients about. But, you know, related to headaches, once again, figure out what kind of headache it is. Is it just a headache? Is there something neurological going on? Is there something that we need to be vascular? I mean, is there something that that's a little more, you know, kind of nasty and underlying? So rule out the red flags. How long have you had the headaches? Is there a trigger for the headaches? Have you seen your family physician? That's a really good starting point, you know, with obviously headaches. Headaches are kind of a tough animal. A lot of times, neurologically, everything checks out. Imaging, MRI, CT, everything comes back negative. But, you know, so the doctor doesn't have any objective data to go on or information, but the patient still suffers. And we all know how debilitating these headaches can be. So I think it's important that you'd first determine what kind of headache that you have. Some examples of headaches, obviously, is the common migraine headache. Those are going to be where you maybe kind of see an aura or spots. You might have some nausea or some vomiting, might be very light sensitive. There are cluster type headaches you're going to feel maybe in one area, tension type headaches related to stress and so forth. And the one primarily that we deal with are called cervicogenic headaches. It essentially means a headache that stems or originates from a problem in your upper back or neck. The household thing that I was talking to, my wife actually have suffered from headaches for years and had been diagnosed with migraine headaches and, you know, had run through the whole gamut of, you know, typical migraine medications and so forth, and would respond okay to some, but it was just a recurring thing. You know, she did a good job. It's something else I'd recommend is, you know, headache patients keeping a log to determine if there's a trigger, whether it's wine or chocolate, or if there's something specific that they can eat. And then we can, you know, reduce some of those variables. But, you know, so my wife, headaches, long-standing history of headaches, medication management, did okay. We decided to bring her in and start working on her. You know, I did some manual things with her. And, you know, I've spoken about this in other segments. Manual, you know, therapy, I might manipulate or do some soft tissue work. We did some clinical massage on the base of her neck. But surprisingly enough, her issue was that she just didn't have enough oomph in her neck. And what that meant was she was just her spinal stabilizer or her neck muscles had just gotten weak. And so what happened was she would get overloaded throughout the day. There would be, you know, the neck would become weak and so forth. You know, you can't support your head. Tissues start to tighten and she would actually feel that headache in the back of her neck kind of work its way up the back of her skull and so forth. And that's where the headache would stem from. So it was essentially a function of her, you know, specific muscles just not working properly and being a little weak. So she worked with us 4 to 6 weeks, primarily physical therapy. She's not had a headache since. I mean, it's really been, it's been a blessing to me as well and our family.
I'm sure.
But, you know, we got her on a home program. She does a couple exercises, you know, every day. So it's been really good. So going back to determine what kind of headache it is, if it is more of a cervicogenic or a headache that stems from the neck or upper back, we have a multitude of different things that we're able to do. I spoke about manual therapy, whether it's manipulation or soft tissue, clinical massage. And then we also have that physical therapy component that we've had some really, really good success with as well. I also think it's important to look at lifestyle. You know, I've spoken in other segments about, you know, a lot of us are sedentary. We just don't do very much. And I've kind of started to correlate some of those headache patients that, you know, the less they do, the more these headaches, you know, they become a little more frequent. So I always encourage patients to exercise, you know, stay active and make some good decisions.
But the headaches, if we're having them and we continue to have them, something we definitely should bring to you.
Yes. But like I said, you know, if you start having visual problems or it's always important to get something like that checked out. So I think a good gatekeeper for this is always going to be your primary physician or our office as well. We can make a good determination if you might need to see a neurologist or maybe just a physical therapist or might, you know, possibly just need to cut some of the things out that you're doing, you know, some of that environmental stuff that you can potentially limit that will decrease the frequency of headaches.
Dr. Riley, thank you so much for the information.
Thanks for having me on, Rick.
Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab has been our guest.